Good evening. This is Quantum Energetics, our Wealth and Wellness call, and it's January 24th, 2007. Thank you for joining us. Before we get started, for the benefit of those who will be listening to this call in a recording, I'd like to go over how you can join Quantum Energetics on our Thursday night healing calls. So I'd like to just give you a little bit of information. First, our yearly cost is $795 for an individual, $1,195 for a family. We have two ways with which you can become a participant in Quantum Energetics on Thursday. One is to become a member of Freedom Club USA. That is our sister site. And if you're already a member of Freedom Club USA, you would contact your consultant, and they would gladly help you get into this program via an order form online. If you're not a member of Freedom Club USA and you'd like to join us, then if you'd please go to freedomclubusa.com, our website, and go in and request a newsletter and a consultant. And we will be able to get you lined up with somebody. And then the cost to be a member of Freedom Club USA is $250. The advantage to that is that on the back side of your funding, you pay for your membership into Quantum Energetics. So that $795 or $1,195 would be paid at your payout, which you would learn all about if you visited our site and spoke with your consultant. Now, there's another way, and that's as a non-member. Our sister company, BioRenew, you can go in there. An individual would pay $199 down and then $69 for 11 months. A family would be $299 down and $99 for 11 months, or, of course, you could pay the whole amount up front. In order to access that, you would go to BioRenew.com, and then you would go to the TeleClear sign-up, and you'd be prompted all the way through to be able to become a member. It's an extraordinary opportunity to get a handle on your healing and on your wealth, so wealth or healing around wealth and wellness. So, Tom, I believe I've covered everything.
Sure. Thank you very much. Normally, people don't give the price and then tell you what they got. We did for this reason, because a lot of folks come to our tape calls and they forgot, well, how do I sign up now? Instead of waiting through the whole recording, they can get it in the first minute. So that is the purpose here. But let's get into, have some fun tonight. We're going to talk about the past, the present, and the future. Boy, does that sound like the Christmas story, doesn't it? no, Scrooge. But it has a special meaning for us tonight. We're going to talk about how we have created each of those and are in the process of creating our future. You have more control over your life than you ever imagined. In fact, you're the only one who does. Now, you might say, well, you don't know my dad or you don't know my mom and all this. You know, we all had that stuff, and we all had these things happen, and that car accident and the, you know, whatever. Well, guess what? You created that too. Now, I'm not here to point fault or anything of the kind. I'm just understanding the word I said. You created it. So there's going to be a lot of talk tonight around that word, creation. We are creators. We are co-creators with our God, Source, however you address your creator. It's fine, okay? But the word create is how everything new happens. Look around you in your room right now. Just look to your left, look to your right, up, down. Look at the things you're wearing, the chair you're sitting on, the phone in your hand, whatever's around you. Look at every one of those things and tell me now, is that the past, this moment, or the future? And just think about that a moment. Everything you look, see, and touch and feel, everything that you can see, touch, smell, use any of your senses you like, is that the past, is that this moment, or is it the future? Sounds simple enough. Most of us would say it's now, okay? it's not the future yet because that hasn't come. So it can't be the future. We kind of take that approach, and then some of us would say, well, maybe it's the past. So let's examine, which is it? Is it the past or is it the moment of now? The moment of now is gone. And immediately when it's gone, where did it go? It went to the past, didn't it? That glass in front of you that might be on your desk or in your hand or somewhere nearby or anything, a pencil. When was that created? There's that word again, created. When was it created? It was actually made in some factory maybe years ago. Okay, look at that computer. All right, that's old. That's the past. I don't care if you bought it this morning. It's still the past. It was sitting in that store. Okay, it's all past. Everything we look, touch, feel, sense, okay, our own body is the past. That's interesting. So we are living virtually our entire lives in the past. The moment of now is just a fleeting moment. Now, there's a lot of folks out there who say we got to live in the moment. And there's a lot of value in that, of course. You know, the moment at hand is the decision I make right now, okay? And that's a key point. When I make a decision, I'm affecting what? The future. I'm going down a stream on a raft, and here's a fork. I can go left, I can go right. I make a decision, and my future will depend on that decision. I might be down in a tributary and be on the rocks and be stranded, or I might be on my way down the mainstream, depending on how I made that choice. See? So every decision you make is a step in creation. Every decision you have ever made in your life is a step of creation. So creating is really the future. So creating then would be, in my opinion, quite powerful, quite important, because every decision you've ever made created the future you now call your past. So if you're not liking where you are, how you are, how you got here, all the traumas and the challenges and the whatevers, congratulate yourself, because those are the paths you have created for yourself. Again, not to point a bad finger or anything of the kind. Just congratulate yourself because you did that to learn something. Interesting. If you went down the wrong channel on the rapids and wound up on the rocks, I've been there, you know, and you struggle and you get back in your raft and you tug upstream for a while, get back on the main road, right? We've all done that in our pathways of life, haven't we? We've gotten off the path where we really wanted to be. But what was the purpose of that experience? Perhaps to learn something. Again, we gain wisdom. But most of us curse and yell, blame, do all those types of things, and then we do it again. The next rapids, well, this time I'll go to the right one. Without much thought, because we didn't learn perhaps how to read current or how to understand where the mainstream was. So we repeat the mistake. Oh gosh, different channel, but I'm still back on the rocks again. I'm still off where I want to be. And then we do it again and again. It's like, gee, where have we not gotten the concept that perhaps we needed to learn? We created that for us to learn a lesson, but we were not smart enough to be our own student. So we're our own teachers, is what I'm saying. We create a lesson, but are we good enough students to learn the lesson we just created? We're trying to teach ourselves, is what I'm saying. Are we a good student? Or do we want to blame ourselves for flunking our own test and blame it on someone else? The government, our neighbors, our spouse, our parents, our whoever, or whatever, the economy, and it's on and it goes. So what we're doing then is we've been given an incredible power of creation. Everything we have done, we have created. We've made choices. That's creation. We're getting to a point, if you've been following the Mayan calendars, we talked many times on this call, to a point of creating much more rapidly. Right now, it may take months or years to materialize a major goal. We make decisions, another decision, another decision, and it may take dozens of decisions to finally get to that goal, which then requires some elbow grease, right? Some work, some study, some effort, some talent, etc., to apply it. But we can and do get there, don't we? If we're steadfast and follow the currents, learn how to read a current so we can stay on the stream that we have chosen to follow to get to our destination. The time between the thought and the reality, however, are rapidly reducing in this era. Very rapidly. We are now in the year 2007 in the most powerful year of this cycle in the Mayan calendar. Take advantage of it. Learn to use it in your favor. Understand it. Accept it. Flow with it. Follow the current. Follow where the wave is taking you. This is a wave like you will never and have never seen before and will perhaps never see again quite this way. This is a mass awakening that's going on this year of the people. We're talking about light. Now, everything in the universe is made from light. Light can be synonymous with love. Okay? They're one and the same. When light bends, if you will, or splits, as you might want to think of it, it creates a polarity between positive and negative. This is from the book The Secret of Light, for example. That polarity creates all matter. So all matter is made of light. So everything is light. Everything's an illusion. You can take light and bend it and create all kinds of illusions. Okay? And they appear real. Matter appears solid, but it's not light. It's just bent light, if you will, that forms polarities, and the more complex they are, the more complex the substance. All the elements of the earth, everything is made from the same thing, from light. It gives the illusion of all these different elements. Your own body is made the same way. And light, when it polarizes, creates magnetic charges, electricity. Okay? So the basics of all the universe are boiled down to some very simple things. Now, can we affect them? We have determined that the future is ours to create. It always was. We just weren't aware of it, perhaps till tonight, or maybe we were. But we didn't quite know how to affect it in a positive way. So our choices, our intention, okay, is very important. What do we intend? We can either look to the past, and maybe there's some lessons there to learn. You know, every time I went this way and saw that, I wound up on the rocks. I went this way and that happened. Those are excellent. So the past is good to learn lessons, but that's the only purpose of the past. The moment is to create the decision for what will be the future, which soon will become your new past. Okay? So most of us are not pleased with certain elements of our past. So here's an opportunity to take your life 180 degrees and turn it around. And understand it wasn't life, it wasn't all these other influences, it always was your choices. And at times as a child, you know, your choices appeared to be limited. You know, but I could resist or I could cooperate. I could fight, I could run, I could scream, I could cry, I could do all those things. But we have found, perhaps as children and now as adults, that what you resist will persist. You're energizing the very thing you're either fearing or angry at or depressed about. You put energy into it when you fight it. So the very thing we don't want starts to materialize more and more. you created it. You see how you do that now? You put energy into the very thing you didn't want, and you got more and more of it. Why don't we put energy into the very thing we do want? Now, there's an interesting concept. So we are creators. We either created an attracted negativity because we put energy on it, or we are attracting positivity because we're putting energy that way. So there's the first decision to make. Which one, where am I putting my focus or my intention? If I'm putting my energy on what I don't want to happen, oh my God, I'm going to go this, and this going to happen, this going to... Wow, guess what shows up in your life again and again. Now, if you turned it around and put your focus on what I choose, what I do want, wow, watch that show up in your life. And it will. And it'll do it more rapidly now than at any time in your life. This is a very special time, a very special year, and it's going to get better all year long. And it'll continue all the way for the next 5 years until we finally move to the higher dimension as a planet, as a species, as the whole Earth. Okay? We are in what's called a third density or the third dimension. It's not a bad or good, it's just where we are. In fact, it's pretty exciting because we can touch, feel, we have all the tactile experiences of life, the joy of feeling cool water on a hot day, and we get, you know, all these wonderful sensations. And we can also experience bitter cold, can't we, and sunburn and pain. But again, how have you created that in your life? See, everything that has happened to you has happened because you created it. People say, well, I got a cold. Okay. I would ask, where's the confusion in your life? Because that's the emotion that relates to confusion. Remember, we created it. We created it with the feeling of confusion. That particular energy frequency reduces your defense system, and wow. See, germs are viruses, bacteria, they're always out there, or even in your body, but they don't bother you until you choose to let them bother you by getting distracted by the thing you don't want. If you have arthritis, I would ask, where is your bitterness in your body? Or if you have diabetes, where's the bitterness? That's a subpart of anger. Not to fault anyone or you or anyone else. It got there because of X, Y, and Z in your life. I fully understand that. But it got there because you also made choices to get angry, become fearful, become sad or bitter or whatever. That's a choice. We make choices. We create our future. Now, it's going to become, within 5 years, a fairly standard thing for us to all virtually create things instantaneously. If you'd like an apple, you just hold out your hand, and you literally could manifest an apple and eat it. Okay? A nice, healthy one, thank you. No pesticides, no worms, just a beautiful apple or whatever else you might need or desire. Now, that may sound sci-fi to a lot of you, but if you've been with us for a few weeks, you perhaps are getting to understand that that's coming very quickly. Okay? Within probably 3 years, there will be people doing that already regularly. In 5 years, it'll be as natural as picking up the phone to talk to somebody, but now we won't need to pick up the phone to talk to somebody because we'll be telepathic. You just think the thought and can have a conversation with them across the world if you choose. It's going to reduce your phone charges significantly, and that's going to be nice. So that's where we're going, and you're on that path. You're on that first huge step. And you're on actually an escalator. You don't even have to do anything. The energy is going to take you higher and higher and higher. Now, as you go up higher and higher, and you're not ready for it, don't know what's going on, or don't know how to use it or apply these new energies, it can be a little unnerving, a little scary. We've had people, when the energy shift happened on the first day, it was the 24th of November, became quite ungrounded, weirded out, strange, and that continued. That's what energy can do if it's not controlled or directed. Okay, so we have a process that is called quantum energetics. It's designed to help you refocus your life. Focus on whatever your desires and wishes, hopes were, and make them a reality much more quickly than happenstance by bumping around. Well, maybe this is the right tributary. Once in a while you get lucky, but just as often you get unlucky because you're not directing your creation. You're simply accepting the past as, well, that's what is, therefore I have to stay in that realm. I have to work within those tools. Quantum energetics moves you out of that. There's no way to explain quantum energetics in the third dimension because it doesn't exist in the third dimension. It's really a fourth or even a fifth dimensional experience. So how can we be borrowing on that right now? Well, we do. We just do it. Okay? Quantum energetics is a right-brained experience. That means it's an emotional experience. It's not logical. It makes no sense. So if we have engineers on this call, you're going to say, well, show me the statistic. Prove it to me. Give me some science. Actually, a lot of folks have tried and have done a pretty good job of demonstrating the effects of it, but do we truly understand what it does, much like electricity? We all see the effects of electricity. It lights our light bulbs and powers our computer. But do we really understand? Are electrons really moving down that wire? No, they're not. But 99.9% of the folks on the planet have no clue even how it works. The Secret of Light is actually the only book I've ever seen that does explain exactly how electricity works, because everything being light, and it doesn't move. Electrons don't move. They don't jump, according to him. Now, you make your own determinations, but the point is, do we have to understand electricity? You turn on the car. It goes, put in gear. Do you understand all the mechanics that went on to make the vehicle move? Probably not, especially not when you were 16 learning to drive. So it's not necessary to be a skilled driver to know every piece and how it works. Turn on the switch, the light goes on. We're happy with that, aren't we? If it gets us what we want, takes us out of darkness, we're very happy. So we don't need to understand every aspect of it at the third dimensional level. In fact, we can't, because it's a fifth dimensional experience. Once you have done it and experienced it, then it's like, oh, I get it. So if you're trying to do this illogically, it's not going to get you very far. Okay? Now, I'm a left-brain person, left-brain being logical, and have been all my life. But I made the switch. I did it kind of out of a necessity with a ill son some years ago and transitioned to my right side. But we all have that ability, whether it's a trauma that gets us there or something will awaken us somewhere. Many of you already are. Okay? Have you ever had the phone ring and, oh, I know who that is? Granted, we have caller ID today, but, you know, before those days or without looking, you just know. Or you just have I've got to call somebody. They need me right now. And you call them, and sure enough, they were thinking about you. Those little experiences are fifth-dimensional experiences, or the deja vus. You know, wait a minute, I've already been here, done this. What's going on here? Okay, those are all examples of things that perhaps most of us have experienced. We can't explain them in this dimension under the terms of three-dimensional density. So we're moving to a higher or a lighter density. Fourth is the transitional period into the fifth. We're doing it in record time. No planet ever from the understandings I have of the universe has ever transitioned this quickly. To go from the third to the fourth to the fifth in a very, very short time. This normally might take thousands of years. We are going to crunch it down to the next five. Thank you. Now, we've been on this path for some time. It got serious about mid-80s, okay, the 20, that 25-year period. So we've really been there, but we're getting to, if you look at an exponential curve, it starts out kind of flat, gets a little steeper, steeper, and finally it gets almost straight up. That's where we are, right at the base of the straight-up part. And we're going, our awareness of what's going on in the universe, within us, the world, is exploding. But we're not even aware of it at the conscious level. Now, let me explain that, at the left brain level anyway. In other words, logically, we can keep up and have been able to keep up with the influx of new light coming. The light is increasing in intensity. Light is information also. I said light is love. It's also information. It's how we are connected to source. There's a flow of light. It's invisible. We don't see it, but it's affecting us. So up to this point, at the slower part of that curve, and up till that, maybe this last transition into the fifth day, we were able to keep up with the influx, the increase of light. Well, that has been now exceeded. If you've ever watched movies, whether it's video or the old style with the frames, they're all use frame technology. They take micro little images and they flow them together at about 24 frames per second, and at that rate there is no flicker. We do not see any transition between one frame and the next because they're so tight. That's the capacity of our consciousness to absorb data, 24 frames per second. Below that, we're very comfortable. Up to that point, we're just holding on the edge, but when the data comes at a faster rate, we can't keep up. Our left brains go into overload. That's what happened to folks here in the last few months. If you're one of them, just understand that's okay. We will see people freak out from time to time. They'll just lose it, do some really strange things, and then they'll be fine a few hours later. That's okay too. Some of your best friends will just turn on you, just do the strangest things, and the next day they're okay again. You might do it. So, you know, be patient with them and understand. Hopefully they'll be patient with you and as you might go through some of these moments. But to minimize those and to move you, again, down the stream where you want to be, we have a process, quantum energetics, that will guide you on your path, whatever that is. It's non-directional. In other words, I don't provide you any direction, nor do you at the conscious level. What we're dealing with is when the left brain overloads, the right brain is having a party. The right brain loves it. Finally, it says, I get to play. And it's going crazy. It's going like, wow, this is neat. I can do all this cool stuff. And the information is coming, and you're actually learning without you even aware you're learning. All that is to be known is out there in the light. And what's happening is it's finally reaching an intensity that we're becoming and connecting to it at a level below our understanding, or call it a subconscious level. And then one day you're just going to say or know something, and you're just going to know you know. You don't know how you knew it, but you know. Now you're getting into the world of quantum. Okay? We have these hunches. Women particularly are adept at this because they're more naturally right brain by our cultures. Okay? But we all have a right brain. It's just maybe latent, not as used as often. But it can be activated, and it will be. It's already being activated, whether you want it or not. As we move up the escalator throughout this year, we're moving to those higher and higher energies. They're going to be quite intense by the end of the year. So we're just getting a taste of it now. It's already pretty cool. So, and what's coming in the following years is going to, as a continuation of that. Now, part of this is an upgrade of our DNA. We have two strands. We're designed for 12. So somewhere along the line, that's going to be upgraded and already is underway. There's a crystalline structure that is being re-enhanced in our bodies, which will make us immune to disease, give us all kinds of interesting capabilities. Our life expectancies will increase. We also have a brain, of which we estimate 5, maybe 10% max, that will expand through this light. That's what the light is doing. It's awakening us to the powerful beings that we were created as. We often hear that we're created in God's image. That's often quoted or misquoted. Another way to view that is we were created in God's imagining, which, as I understand it, is the real intention of that phrase, meaning God doesn't necessarily have arms and legs like us. He does not have any form. He could take on any form, but then we would identify it as that is what God is, and that's really not what God is. That's just a temporary form he manifested in. So therefore, if you leave it open and say God is all energy and everything, then his imaginings, he imagined you, each of us, the shape, the organs, glands, the whole thing, the earth, the trees, the plants, the animals, the minerals, all of it is just his imagining. He's having a wild dream. How many dreams have you had and you wakened up and said, wow, that was so real? It was like I was really there. Okay? That's what you're in right now. This is just God's dream. And we're the players. Wow, is this real? It does seem real. Okay? And when this body ends its time, its cycle, its duty cycle ends on this this time around, we will manifest again and another and another. And this isn't going on for eons. 16 billion years in this universe is the estimate by the Mayan calendar, which comes to an end on October 28th, 2011. That's the earliest date you may have heard. You hear 2012 a lot, but October 28th, 2011 is Dr. Carl Kellerman, and Ian Lungold is another one that supports that, and he's done some heavy-duty research. Read his books sometime if you like. You can find them at the freedomclubusa.com site. If you go to the Wednesday calls, which you'll find this call recorded each week, and there's a section there that says suggested reading, and you'll see his books, websites, and different things out there, all sorts of authors of interest in this area. So avail yourself of that for sure, or listen to any calls you may have missed also while you're on that site. So back to quantum energetics. What do you want to manifest in your life? You came here for a purpose, and you're discovering, perhaps, or have discovered, and maybe many purposes. I suggest there perhaps are. And you are bumping along. You've done like all of us, myself included, gone down the wrong channels. But again, you created that so you could learn something that you're going to need somewhere else down this path. Okay, and after you've learned enough lessons, then, okay, I've learned that. I don't need to do that anymore. What's the next lesson? And the next, and the next. So we're always creating. So back to that glass on your table or whatever's in front of you, all those things are there only because someone did what? Had a creative idea. Wouldn't it be cool to have the ability to make little marks on paper without having to grab a piece of charcoal or a coal or whatever, if we could only contain that in a nice handy instrument? And finally, the creation evolved to what we call a pencil, and later a pen. You see, every one of those were like, I see a problem, I need a solution. That's creation. So everything, the future is creation. everything that once it's created becomes the past. So everything we see around us, we say, well, we're going to school, we're going to get an education, we're going to learn how to whatever. Well, all we're doing is regurgitating the past in our schools, our libraries, our internet. It's all full of the past, isn't it? It's all past. Now, maybe it's new to you, but it's still a past because it was already brought into consciousness, into mankind's consciousness. Not to say it's not useful, okay? There's a lot of cool stuff we can do by regurgitating the past, but most of us spend our whole lives simply regurgitating what is, and we wonder why our lives are not progressing. Why are we not making it to the golden or the brass ring, whatever it would be, in whatever endeavor you're doing? Or why are my relationships always struggling? Because I keep regurgitating the past and not creating a new future. So if you created a movie screen up in front of you, a blank one, and on it, if you take the past and smack it on the future, you're going to create more of that. And you bring up more past, throw it out there. You just created more of the past. So your future is going to be more of the same. Nothing will change. So let's erase, scribble that off, okay, or pull that sheet off, throw that away. Start fresh, new page. What would you design as your future for tomorrow, a week, a month, a year from now? Okay? Let your imagination run here. Now, this is a little hard for some of us, I realize. Okay? So take a little time here and get out your paintbrush and paint a future, something that doesn't exist yet. Yeah, let it flow. Just play with this a little bit. Open up the possibilities. No limits at all. This is just fun. Play. Make a drawing, or see a movie in your mind, or whatever. Manifest this new Ferrari, or whatever it is you would so desire. A new spouse, a spouse, right? Or a new friendship, a relationship. Perhaps some children. A trip. A new home. Okay? Whatever that is, paint it on your canvas. And as you're doing, you're creating, you see. You're creating what soon will be your past. So if I stay focused on that and use a little quantum energetics to enhance this and bring that to fruition, like, quick, perhaps my life could be a pretty cool place. Not a bad thought, is it? But what happens very often is when we're with people, especially if we have a history, what do they want to do? Bring up the past and smack it up on your beautiful drawing. It's okay. Just erase, put a little piece of plastic film in front of it, and you just pull off the plastic film, and it's gone. And you get back to your future, which soon will be the moment, and then soon the past, and you'll be living in it. So the manifestation always starts with creating something that doesn't exist today. That's the future. And you control it by every decision you make, deciding to how big that boat will be. Is it going to be a 12-footer, a 30-footer, a 100-footer? That's your choice. And the key here is no limits. Don't say, well, that's way too over my budget. There is no budget in the future. A budget is a thing from the past. So don't drag the past into here. There are no limits. None. Play with that. It's a really cool little experiment, a little exercise. And it'll prepare you for when you do come to our calls on Thursdays. We do the live calls each Thursday night at the same time. It will be a different PIN number once you subscribe. And to do that, if you're a Freedom Club member, was pointed out earlier, just go to, if you're already a member, just go to the site and go to ordering. Scroll down, there's a thing called additional programs, and one of them is quantum energetics. Since you're already a member, you can go there to do that, and guess what? It's free. It's $7.95 for a single, $11.95 for a family, but you pay nothing now. You only pay after you have been funded. So no risk. Okay? The other option is if you came in from BioRenew and preferred to do that way, that's the prices were mentioned earlier in the call, you can do that. I would take the free road personally, but it's your choice. Remember, we all make choices. Now, if you're not a Freedom Club member, perhaps for $250, you're getting a $795 value. Why not? So, and the benefits when you learn about Freedom Club are outstanding. You learn about that on this call, the same number you call tonight on Mondays. Come join us. Sign up for the newsletter on the website, and you know, we'll keep you educated, get you a consultant to speak with. So quantum energetics is a very interesting process. And if I had a couple of volunteers, I could demonstrate a little bit, give us a little taste. But so there's one hand up. I need one more. I guess we better tell you how to do that. Star one. There we have two. Okay. And let's hold it there for just a moment here. Oh, we got three. All right. Enough. All right. We'll go with what we got here. And I have no idea, you know, what's going to happen. But what all I want you to do is allow whatever happens to happen. Okay? And those of you who are just observing, you might feel something too. Okay? So just notice what you notice. Okay? Some things might just start to happen in your own bodies as we're chatting with these various folks. There's very little talk in the process. It's just something that happens. So observe, tune in to them and what's going on, and notice what's going on in yourself. Okay? It could be a tingling or heat or vibration. It could be your body wants to move in a certain way. It could be just a relaxed feeling, a giggly feeling, a lady mentioned earlier today. It could be all kinds of things that might happen. Fine, just notice it. That's all. You won't have a clue what it means. That's perfectly fine. In quantum, it's just more or less letting your body do what it needs to do. We don't have to understand any of it at the left brain level. The right brain is totally taking control here. Thank you. So let's go ahead and chat with our first person here. This give me your first name, please.
Hi, Tom. It's Jennifer.
Well, hi, Jennifer.
How are you?
I'm good. And so what's cooking with Jennifer?
I'd like to work on prosperity.
Well, okay, and I don't like to work on things. I like to play.
Okay.
And I'm playing with that word, aren't I? Because when we make it play, it's what? It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we work on it, oh, geez. See the difference?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, just pay attention to the words that that we say.
Mm-hmm.
They give us a clue. See, that one came from where? The future? Or the past? You bet. And we all have them. We all have those habits, if you will. And that's okay. They'll still be there if we ever want to go back and visit the past. But I prefer creating the future. So let's create a blank screen. And I see a yellow duck for some reason out there with you. I don't know what that means.
A duck? A duck, you said?
A yellow duck.
Okay.
Is right in front of you as you face your screen, and you've got your right hand out there reaching for him. So I guess he wants to come to your hand, so just let him. So now you have a duck on your right hand, your palm, and they'll have no idea what that means. But he's there for a reason. Sometimes I don't understand, in fact, I rarely ever understand why things happen. But they do. So just hold on to that duck here, and I'm going to just want you to tune into a joyous prosperity image, a fantasy, whatever that might be. And just tell me if you notice anything, any sensations or feelings.
I definitely feel a lot lighter and less tense about the whole issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's kind of cool. So, quantum energetics doesn't require you as a recipient to do anything. Occasionally I might ask you to, stand up or something along that line, but that's about it. I just go with what comes. Okay, I have no idea what'll come or what'll transpire. I just allow your body to talk to mine or the creators, so whatever's happening here. I was drawn for some reason to your throat area, so I'm just going to do a little something there. Not sure what that was all about.
My throat, where are my emotions in my throat area?
Yeah, I could just feel something there. I needed a little attention. So I'm just being, and I've got a carrot in each one of your ears, by the way, so if you feel a little silly right now, that's perfectly all right. Yeah. I had no idea why they're there, but they look kind of cute. You know, one sticking in each ear. And nice leafy greens coming out the ends of those. So we can sit and analyze them, but I don't choose to do that. Okay, what'd you notice there?
I noticed pressure in my ears.
Okay.
I don't think I noticed anything else, not at the moment.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put you on hold. You just play with your duck there for a while, and I'll get back to you.
Will do.
Hi, who's this?
Randy.
Hey, Randy.
How you doing?
Hey, you're one of our regulars, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
What's been happening with Randy lately?
Just really wanting to work through the prosperity issues, too, so there's...
Isn't
this one is cleared.
Work again. Why?
Well, yeah, I know.
Guys,
I wonder if you say that word.
Yeah, isn't that? It's how we go to the past. It's you know, it's so handy. We just grab hold of it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make play. Let's make it fun. Let's play through it.
Mm-hmm.
And let the universe respond with playfulness. Okay. So I'm going to put a rattle in your right hand,
mm-hmm.
And let's see. What would you like in your left hand? Whatever comes to mind. Just first thing.
Drum.
Okay, now you got a rattle and a drum. And you just, you know, you're like the bunny guy, you know, marching with his little the Energizer bunny.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm thinking of. Okay, so that's what I'm seeing going on right now. Your arms are going up and down, one on each hand. And isn't that interesting? I don't know what's going on here.
I got the visual.
Tip your head back just a bit. That's it. Okay. All right. What are you noticing?
It's funny. I had just tipped my head back as you were saying that. So,
mm-hmm.
Thank you. Much lighter.
Okay. Lighter? All right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And... tell me what you're noticing now.
Lots of moving energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hard to sit still.
Okay. Any place in particular?
Probably in the solar plexus the most, and then radiating out from there.
Uh-huh. Okay. All righty. So, you know, we don't know what's going on.
Mm-mm.
We don't care. We just let the body find its own pathways, and we do a lot of collapsing of what's called entanglements in this process. Entanglements are we'd call traumas or hurts or wounds or, you know, all that stuff we had, physical, emotional, doesn't matter. They all are also emotional, so they're one and really one and the same. They're just disturbances in the energy fields, and those can be collapsed. So if you had a problem in your hip, say in your left hip, we would do a little something there. Okay. What did you notice?
Release there. That was a problem spot.
Yeah, I was attracted to that for some reason.
Mm.
So.
Thank you.
You know, I just notice things, and I want you to do the same. And the better you get at noticing things, the more progress we make. Okay?
Yes.
So, you know, we don't make anything happen. We just play with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you play with your little your little toys there, and we'll see who's
Thank you.
Next line. Okay. Who's with us?
This is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hello.
Hi. What's going on?
I was walking on the treadmill about 5 days ago, and I experienced tremendous back pain. And I'm still miserable, hurting, in pain.
Do you want to work at this, or do you want to play with it?
I want it to be removed. So if that's
you want to work on it, or do you want to play?
Let's play.
Let's play. All right.
Yeah.
Let's play. Let's have some fun with it. What's your favorite color?
Red.
Just tell me when you notice something.
Huh. Well, I don't feel the intensity on my lower left side, like I was feeling moments ago.
Mm-hmm. You sound surprised. Don't you like to have fun when you play?
Mood now.
I'm sorry if this is too easy. Make fun of it. Have some. Have a good laugh. I mean, everything that is in our world is all made up. It's all God's imagining, and we are co-imaginers with Him, right? So,
I'm doing belly laughing. That's funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
Yeah. If you could see me, I have this great big smile on my face, and I haven't been doing that a lot lately, so that's cool.
Oh, yeah, real cool. Yeah, this is fun stuff. It really, and the more you do it, I find the more you get from it. You know, at first we're kind of like, yeah, right, sure. And then all of a sudden something happens, and you go, well, and then something else happens, and then pretty soon your life changes, and pretty soon you're like one of our reps whose life turned around in 10 days phenomenally. She can't imagine what has happened, and she reminded me it was from a session. So, wow. You know, things just tend to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I just play. And I hope you can have some fun with me. This is the whole idea. So we just let the body do what it wants to do, and everything wants to seek balance. See, when we're out of balance, that's when we have stress, pain, emotional, physical, whatever we have, right?
Right.
It means we're out of balance somewhere, that's all. And that out of balance comes from we're holding stress in different areas. Like we said, if you get, you know, this emotion, it's here, that emotion's there, the low back. Let's see what that's all about. You know, we can play this game, too. We don't need to, but sometimes we're just kind of curious. But wasn't it low back?
Yes.
Yeah, low back is fear and anxiety. Okay, and that's one of the places we hold fear and anxiety. Okay, so There's something going on there. And we have some emotional products, by the way, for those interested. One's for fear, one's for anger, one's for sorrow, which cover the whole spectrum. The wonderful homeopathics. Get a little commercial in here while I'm playing. And they do what I'm doing. They just do it more gradually, that's all. So, and they work in the complement. So, you know, check them out. You can go to biorenew.com. They're all there and play with that. So there's a lot of ways to affect energy patterns in the body, okay? This is one way. Homeopathics are another. Do all the above. We have another process called TeleClear that, once you remember, we used to do on live mode. We've moved it to the quantum methodology now, and that is available too. We taped it, so you can have access to it free as part of the process. So that's a little bonus. So that's out there, and that's good for trauma. You know, oh, I just had this car accident, I'm all, you know, angry, upset, and, you know, boom, a very specific issue. Perfect. It's a great remedy. You can do it on your own, 24/7. Just go in 15 minutes, it's over. You know, or I got some bad news. My mom died, and I'm really, you know, I want to get it together. That kind of thing, okay? Or any kind of a trauma. You know, I broke a fingernail. I mean, it can be a big trauma for some people. So whatever it is, that's an excellent process in between coming to Thursday event. Now, we handle the event similar to what we're doing here. We do first, though, we call it time travel, where everyone is involved on the call, everybody. And we didn't do that tonight. We don't on this call. But and everybody gets into a lot of things open up, okay? Now, once they open up, then you raise your hand like we had you do tonight, one by one, and we, you know, do the touch-up work, okay? If there's anything residual that needs to resolve, we'll work together one by one, and I'll go through, you know, the list, whoever has their hand up. So that's the format, very comfortable, very non-intrusive, as you have discovered, okay? We don't need to go into what happened to you at age 4. We don't care, you know? Your body knows that's enough, and it knows what to do about it. So we let the quantum energies affect that. Let me do one more thing here. And what are you noticing? Whoops, did we lose our caller? I think we may have. If you're still out there, raise your hand and, oh, there we are. We'll get you back. There you are.
Yes, for a moment. I was lost, but I'm back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We've all been there, right? Lost for a moment, but now I'm back.
Yeah.
Some of us for a lifetime have been going through that. All right. I just felt that I needed something else, a little touch up here in the hip area, so I was just going to play with your hip a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. And what are you noticing?
I can't say anything right now.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. I was sitting down, and I just stood up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I would say, 80% change.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And I felt I wasn't anticipating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
wasn't there. I just stood up.
Yeah. Cool. Cool stuff.
Haven't done that.
Haven't done that in a while. check with our other guests here, and then we're going to get some questions open the line for Norma. I'm going to let you get back to your, if you push a pound key, and I'll get back to our other two callers, and that'll put you back in the queue again.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And how are we doing?
This is Jennifer.
This is Jennifer, yes. And you've got your duck, huh?
Right. I'm
things getting along just ducky with you guys?
I'll hold my duck up. I feel a lot calmer, but I seem to be really focused on my throat and now my torso. I'm always carrying a lump in my throat, but I started yawning excessively while you were talking to the other two callers, and I felt this lump travel down my throat and into my, I guess it's in my torso now, because I just feel a tremendous tightness in that area,
mm-hmm.
and at the base of my throat as well.
Yeah. Any kind of movement or change is what we're looking for. And we don't always understand what it means, but when you see movement or things starting to happen, that's good. That's all good news. So I'm just doing a little more here.
Whatever you're doing, it feels good.
Don't stop, huh? Okay, well, we're just playing, remember. So we don't take this too seriously, do we? Yeah, so there's a lot of things we can accomplish rather quickly with this process. And, you know, tonight's just a demonstration, of course, but we do want to give you at least a first-hand view of what we do, how non-invasive it is. Things do happen. And last week we had one lady was having an incredible experience all through her body. She had a lot of stuff that was going on from years of, you know, injuries and different things. And so you just don't know. You know, every week it's a different experience, same person. You say, well, you went through the time travel, and we go through it again, and boom, a whole other event pops up. So your body kind of like talks to you and says, okay, I'm going to pull this one out of the archives, and I want to play with that one. And fine, you just go with it. So it's a non-directed type of an approach, okay, just to give you a little flavor for that. Whereas TeleClear is very direct. You know, I have this problem that happened there, and this is what I felt, and bam, okay, that's gone. And that's very useful for those things. This is non-directive because a lot of the stuff we have is hidden. And we don't even know it's there, and we don't need to know. Our right brains know, but it's not communicating with our left brain to say what's going on. So we just go ahead and trust it and say, okay, it's your show. Let's play. So it's a different kind of experience. It's a little new for a lot of us. It was new for me. You know, this is one of our, about, what, 2 months now, I think we've been playing with this. And it just keeps... you know, getting better and better each week. It just gets more interesting. So I'm going to get back to our callers, but was there anything else you had to comment on before we leave, Jennifer?
I definitely a better feeling than before we started, for sure.
Okay, yeah, okay. Well, that was all. Again, this is just a little preview.
Right.
So if you want to pound out, hit the pound key, and then we'll get you back in the queue.
Certainly.
And we'll get back to our last person here, and who was with us here?
Randy.
Randy, how are you doing?
I'm feeling pretty good also, and I'm also noticing the same tightness in probably solar plexus or esophagus area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Odd that it was real similar to her experience.
Noticing?
That sicky feeling's kind of going away. Much better.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we'll wrap up here. If you would also press the pound key, I think that'll lower your hand. I can do it this way.
Participant line unmuted. Participant line unmuted. There are no more questions.
There we are. We took care of business. All right. Well, I'm going to allow now to ask questions, and Rosetta as well is here to, I guess I can take care of it too on the line. But either way, Rosetta, do you want to play with the board?
Sure. I'd be glad to.
So tell them what to do again to ask a question.
If you would please just dial *1, and that'll raise your hand, and then I'll call on you. And then if someone asks a question that is answered for you, then please just hit the pound key and it'll lower your hand. And if not, we'll call on you in the sequence that you arrive on our board. So any questions? Now's the time. Don't be shy. And I only have one. So hold on.
Participant line unmuted.
Yes, go ahead, caller.
My question relates to how you handle the calls when there are lots of people on. And, you have
surprisingly
you can only do one at a time.
Surprisingly easy. I gave you a little preview of phase two, but phase one is a group process we do as a group. And everybody benefits at the same time together, no matter how large the group.
Right.
We call that time travel, and in that itself will dissolve a good many issues in that manner. That's a very powerful process. Then, as folks are processing, some will just want to stay in the buzz because they're in something, right? And a few will feel the need to raise their hand. So it's surprising, just like tonight, we have quite a few callers, but only a few hands are up. The rest are, if this was an actual call, are still processing. So we take you one at a time, but guess what? While we're working with you, others are benefiting as well. Okay, so whatever we're dealing with you, anybody who has anything similar to that is getting the same energy.
Right.
So we're all sharing from one another, learning from one another, and gaining from one another. So it has worked out actually quite well. We have not had an overload problem at all, okay, because of that. So that means they didn't need to raise their hand because you you took care of the issue they were going to deal with.
Right.
And so it has worked out quite nicely.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Was there anything else?
That's it for now.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks.
Who's next, Rosetta? Oops, I'll go ahead and take care of it.
I already did.
Oh, is it our next caller is here?
No, for some reason it didn't. Did you press it? Then I'll try again.
Let me do it so we don't double duty here.
Participant line unmuted.
There we are. And who's with us? Yes, go ahead. First name.
Are you muted?
The caller who just heard the unmute. You're with us, but we don't hear you. It just says anonymous, so I don't know who you are. But if you'd speak up or unmute your phone, perhaps.
Is that you, Norma?
Hello, Tom. This is Jason from New York City here.
Oh, there's Jason. Yes.
I'm sorry. I think because I have a chip play here, so it has some kind of distortion in it, so that's why you can hear.
No problem.
My question is, I did, this is my first time witnessing this quantum call here, and I have been a sincere devotee of doing Kriya Yoga for over 17 years.
Wonderful.
And picking up energy is something that's the foremost thing, that I'm getting this energy within this call is very awesome. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
And how is this totally related to Kriya Yoga?
I really am not an expert to be able to answer that. I'll answer it this way, in a broader sense. rather than pick on how's it compare to A, B, C, or D, or, you know, because that would take us for all, and I really couldn't do that. I don't have enough knowledge in all those areas to do that properly. But I do find everything I have learned over the many years I've been involved in this industry and different methodologies, and I know dozens of different things, and they all work. They all work.
Mm-hmm.
They all have benefit. Whatever you're doing, sitting down at your bedside at night and praying, it works. The key, though, I find is we are all able to ask, let's say in a prayer, for example, or a meditation is a form of prayer, or
mm-hmm.
you can call a prayer a form of meditation, however you want to view that. They all have a commonality, is that we're asking or intending something. Okay?
Okay.
We're all looking for something, right? We want peace, or we want love, or prosperity, or health, or something, right? That's, you know, the underlying issue. I've got a problem.
mm-hmm.
Help me.
yes.
Right? Isn't that why we do it? If things are going right, you know, we party.
Mm-hmm.
When things are going bad, we ponder. Or sometimes pray or meditate or do something. So we're all asking for something, and I find that's the kind of easy part. Where it's difficult for most people is on the receiving side. There is we've heard in the biblical sense, when you ask, it is given. Immediately. At the instant you ask, before you even finish your thought, it's already given.
Hmm.
But we have not been very good as a humanity in accepting what comes back. So whether it's a prayer, a meditation, a yoga, a quantum energetics, whatever you want to put a name on, I think the process is all the same.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It's awakening yourself to listen, to receive the gift that's already there. And we look around, oh, I want to be rich. And we look at a front door with a pot of gold. It's not there. It's not there. We keep looking. It's already been given to us, the methods, the energy to create it, to be able to go out and process and do things within our talents and our skills, or expanding them to whatever we need. So whatever we need, it is offered, but we rarely accept it. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, sir.
So I find that a common thread among all modalities, and they're all fine. Whichever is fine for you, use it if you like it. This methodology, as you discover tonight, doesn't require a lot of work. In fact, it's play. We have fun with it, and things do happen rather quickly.
Yep, definitely. Depend on the level of your dedication.
A dedication to being open.
Yes.
To allow.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, we get a gentleman or a lady on the call who says, I didn't feel anything. You know, I mean, even in the program. And occasionally that'll happen.
Yeah, we all should learn to be like a sponge, be very empty yet to absorb so many different things.
And to get to that point, you know, a lot of us, like me, came up in the business world, left brain world, and, you know, hey, we haven't got time for promotion, you know, and all that kind of stuff, right? And I was I was a doorknob, you know, I was hard at one point in my life, and it was like I was, you know, fairly dense energetically. We all are, can be, but we also have the capacity. And the reason we are is because we got some trauma that happened somewhere that created that wall for us to protect us because we're hurting inside. Well, we all have the ability. So what we do is we lack trust in ourselves. And or both, probably in most cases, our creator is what I have discovered. So to reconnect that, let's just try this for a moment here. Let's play. Just tune in right now to yourself. With absolute peace and calm, connect to your creator. Just trust, absolute trust, knowing that only the highest good for you will ever come when you fully trust your loving creator. What did you just feel?
I just feel I'm floating in our light along with them.
Yeah. So I just did a little quantum with that. But if you go to that place for just a moment, you don't have to stay there very long, what it does, it allows the energy to kind of absorb and penetrate, and then, woof, you have a feeling. something happens.
I feel like I'm on the moon. I'm very soothing.
Exactly. Cool. And that's how quick it is. It's that easy, you see. Then the other things, you know, I'm often attracted to different parts of the body, as you heard earlier, and I don't know why. I just, you know, went to this, that, and, yep, I've got a problem here. And, you know, we do some things around that area. And so that's, it's so fast. It's so quick. You know, it doesn't take years of training. It doesn't, it's now. It's immediate. You get results. And the only piece that you need to bring is just that momentary trust, and most of us have that at some level, but sometimes we get stuck, and then I do that little process we just did with you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you weren't stuck, but I'm just saying that would be what I would do. But even if you're not stuck, it's a kind of cool thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, was there anything else I can help you with?
No, Tam, that's very refreshing and very motivated. Thank you very much.
Well, we appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
And who's next up?
Participant line unmuted.
Hi, Tom. This is Teresa.
Hi.
Okay, when the first lady was speaking and she was talking about how she was holding the duck and she talked about how much lighter she felt,
mm-hmm.
Well, I was holding the duck too. And anyways, mine was heavy, okay? And for whatever that means, but and then while you were talking with the other ladies, I could feel like, I guess the best way to describe it was in my arms and my legs while I was laying on the sofa, and it was like a caution light flashing, okay, that I was feeling. It was like my heartbeat or something,
mm-hmm.
But I was feeling that, not my arms and my legs.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have some kind of a frequency thing there? I mean.
Yeah, called my body.
okay, because, I mean, it seemed like it would get more intense, and then it's like, well, how could that get through a phone line, you know? And
where we're going in the world, you know, yes, there are frequency gadgets, and I own, you know, several. I don't use them for this purpose, though. They're personal, you know, one-to-one things I've had over the years. But we are the computer. We are everything you need. That's what I'm getting about creating. You did that. I didn't do that. You and your creator did that. Yes, I opened up a few things for you, but it really happened between you and Source, you see. That's the ultimate computer, and that's what we're awakening. We're awakening our own ability to expand, explore, heal, okay, become prosperous again, get back to balance. And that's what you experienced. And it was good you brought that up, because that's the vicarious healing I was talking about. Things happen not just with the person I'm working with, but everybody on that call may have had, you know, a similar experience as the person I'm dealing with, if you allow it, okay? If you just, you know, play with it, have some fun. And when you do, as you've experienced, you can get benefits. So you may never raise your hand, because somebody always, you know, has already covered the issues for you, and that's fine. So we enjoy your questions, you know, during the program or during the process, but you may never need to, is what I'm saying too. So we can handle a goodly group very very readily.
Okay, I just didn't realize that was me. I was trying to figure out how you could have made that happen, but
well,
okay.
I opened the window for you. But see, all healing comes from between you and the source,
mm-hmm.
Not my energy. Nothing's my energy. I'm getting everything I get from source, from light, just as you do. So we're all getting it from source. But I'm opening a window there, if you will, and allowing, you know, some things. And I'm actually doing quite a bit of things on my end, believe me. But with my hands, that's all.
Just
two hands and my mind, and that's what the quantum energetics is all about. So, but it is frequencies, yes. We use frequencies, and I'm sending you some right now, actually. And, you know, they're available for anyone to use, you know, if you
mm-hmm.
understand this. And there's a whole lot of different tools. We have a whole toolkit we can use, if you will, that are... Again, I use just my hands to use them, though. But it's pretty cool stuff. So you know, the more you play with this, the more crazy gifts.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, I'm in the Thursday night thing, and I love what I've done, but it seems like Thursday nights are not real good for me all the time.
What
so I have to, go out of the call pretty frequently, so I don't disturb anyone else. So I'm trying to access on the computer, like if I can't make the call or something.
What we're going to do, and you brought up a good point, is what we already have the TeleClear out there. We have the old time tunneling, which are very effective, useful. Use them during the week. But we're going to add a third one, which will be actually the time travel portion of, because that is silent and, you know, it's not invading anyone's privacy. So we're going to do that. Now, I'll record that part. So, and it takes about 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes. And I will record that and put that out hopefully this week if it's a good one, if I feel it went well. And put that out for you, too, so you can always do that on your own.
Okay, well, I tried to find those the other day, and I couldn't find them.
If you go to, let's see, I'm going to look it up here. Let me log on. Excuse me a second here. I want to give you the right place.
Okay.
You first have to be in the program, which you are.
Yeah.
So for those trying to get there, you'll find there's a passkey required. Do you have the passkey once you get there?
All I have is the phone number to get into the Thursday night call.
Okay. Well, there. When you signed up, and you can just send me an email, and I'll give you the passkey. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I did. I just figured you had been super busy this week.
Oh, I'm sorry. I may have not gotten to it yet or missed it, but try again. Trying to think, where is that now? It's under, help me out here, Rosetta. Where is it? Recorded calls, quantum energetics.
Okay. I think I went to BioRenew.
On the far right corner.
Uh-huh.
Too easy. There's a little husband or a guy and a girl there kind of hugging.
Uh-huh.
Click on that picture. It says Quantum Energetics Prosperity, and bingo, you're in. It's got a FAQ page, and then right on the upper section in the middle, it says Online Program, TeleClear, and you click there, and then it'll bring up this menu, but it'll need a passkey.
Okay.
Plus, you'll need to go on the Freedom Club site, not BioRenew.
No, that is the freedomclubusa.com site is where we have that right now.
Okay.
So, but just look for the little guy and the lady kind of hugging there, that little photo on the right column, about four icons down.
Okay.
Just click on that, and you're in. You'll need your passkey. You know, there's some free information there, too, if you want to do some reading on this a little more.
Okay. Could I maybe get with Judy, and because she's my consultant, and get her to give me the passkey?
Oh, yeah, she'll have it, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. And this would be our last question.
I called it up, so come on.
Want me to do it?
Probably because I've already tried it once and it didn't grab.
All right, my turn.
Participant line unmuted.
Okay, caller, and who's with us?
Oh, hi, Tom, it's Norma.
Hi.
Just wanted to convey to the group that I had an awesome week. I was the lady that spent some time with last week, and I felt changes going on in my body every day. I've been on your calls for approximately 3 months, and every week.
There are no more questions.
Whoops. Okay. Continue. Uh-oh. We cut her off. Norma, is this you? Whoops. Norma, would you raise your hand again?
I wonder what happened there. I didn't touch it. It's probably the double click and mine finally kicked in.
There we are. I got her back.
Okay. Participant line unmuted.
So sorry. Our system did a number on you.
That's okay. I've been having a bunch of numbers done.
So you've had quite a week. What were some of the things that you've noticed?
Well, it's just that I just felt a lot of changes you could just feel your body changing. You just can't say, you know, you've got more energy or less energy. You just felt differently than you normally do. But I have been on your TeleClear for at least 3 months, and every week I experienced an improvement in my overall well-being. And it's just because of the negativity and the blockages that I had built up in my system and in my mind. And it's just a tremendously great feeling to feel like you're participating in a better life.
You had some real rock and roll things this past week, I remember very distinctly. All throughout your body, I remember you were relating some of those experiences. Could you share what, so the folks kind of get an idea what might happen?
Well, physically you feel changes going on in your body as well as emotionally. And I've let trauma in the past build up, and it's the feeling of being able to automatically release and let go subconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beautiful thing about it.
And with the quantum, there's no effort. I mean, it's not, no one's talking with you, no one's asking you to do anything. It just happens.
It did just happen and continues.
And I remember you had some shoulder issues, and I remember your knees were going kind of goofy there at one point.
Yes, they were, and I've not had any issues with either one. It's just that physically you just feel your body changing, which is wonderful.
Sure. Okay, well.
I thank you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate hearing from you folks. I don't often, get to know what happens. You know, we just do what we do and we move on, and it's wonderful to hear, the feedback afterwards. So thanks for sharing that with us.
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap up. We're at the bottom of the hour.
There are no more questions.
And I want to thank all of you. Wonderful questions tonight, and also our participants and our special guest tonight, Rosetta, is always here to do the introductions and help us. Again, thank you so much. If you do have questions at all on your, if you're a Freedom Club USA member, contact your consultant. They can guide you really quickly. But it is online now. You can order it on yourself, by yourself, effortlessly online. If you're from the BioRenew site, if you want to join Freedom Club USA, be my guest. By all means, check it out, learn about it, and take advantage of that special program. Or if you are wanting to sign up that way, absolutely call or you can go to the website and do it yourself at biorenew.com. Or if you get stuck in that process, here's a toll-free number, 877-736-3944. And that's just for ordering if you're, having a problem. We're not able to do private counseling. We do it very effectively in the modality once a week. So please take advantage. And then you have the online tools available 24/7. So any day of the week you can use one of the tools. So thank you so much. And Rosetta, any parting thoughts?
Just keep it simple. Keep it happy. This is about joy. This is about, I know my problem is I take everything so seriously and allow myself to get so stressed out. Make it play.
Yeah, create your own futures and make it a good one.
Right.
Okay. Good night, all.
Good night.